of the illusory energy. Maya means misconception, and he is the master of misconception. The jiva chaitanya as a whole, which is in the clutches of maya, misconception, that is shiva, jiva chaitanya, vulnerable jiva chaitanya, not invulnerable. No.
Is his body material or spiritual? His body is material or spiritual?
Spiritual, everything is spiritual, but influenced by material means vulnerable, changing element, which is not constant, which is misconceived. The misconception can change, and proper conception does not change. That also has a change, but that is some play, vilas.
In seventh canto, Prabhupada writes in a purport that Lord Shiva is a post. So I was surprised. I just read that. Does it mean anybody can become a Lord Shiva?
Shakti, shakti. Post means shakti, potency. Jiva potency as a whole, you may tell. Shakti means force. Force not inanimate, but living force. That is power. Force is generally is considered inanimate, and the power is a living force. And more, it is power.
Not post. P-O-S-T, post.
Post. Position.
Position, post.
Post.
Can the jiva become shiva?
Post. Post means
government post.
Government post.
Yeah, the president is a post.
Appointed post. To render particular duty.
Yes.
Can a jiva become Lord Shiva? That is the question.
Yes, jiva can be Shiva, similar to Shiva. Jiva may be similar to Shiva. All liberated souls holds the similar position of Shiva. And then they pass into Vaikuntha and becomes servants of Narayana and Krishna. Pasubaddhu bhavit jiva pasubukta sadashiva. When under misconception, every soul is jiva. And when above misconception, every soul may be considered as shiva. But when after liberation enters into service in Vaikuntha, and he is Narayana Das, and he can enter into Goloka, then he is Krishna Das. Shiva means generally a liberated soul. Shiva. But in the relativity of Maya, Shiva. Sada Shiva, the more original aspect of Shiva, he is a devotee, Sadashiva. Shiva Loka is there, just below Vaikuntha, crossing Brahma Loka, there is Shiva Loka. The devotee Shiva lives there. And then the Brahma Loka, Tallinga Bhagavan Sambhu, Shiva, the portion of Mahavishnu that comes in contact with Narayana as a ray and creates a movement in the Maya, and this creation begins. There is a portion of consciousness is mingled with some exploiting possibility. Then they gradually develops into this world. The exploiting possibility of colonization. Some foreigners come to colonize in the exploiting area. That combination is Shiva, and developed into so many jiva when already engaged in exploitation. Jiva. a portion of consciousness mingled with the potency of exploitation, and that gradually develops into this world. The jayidam harjati jagat, one as an enjoyer within, and something enjoyed, materialistic things evolve in this way. Consciousness.
Where does Rudra live?
Rudra is a part of Shiva. When he is used only in destruction, generally that is said Rudra. Sometimes he comes from the forest of Brahma. After creation, then the solution is necessary, he comes to dissolve as Rudra. Brahma is an ordinary jiva, may be raised in the function of Brahma. But jiva when mukta, he attains the position of a shiva. Paso mukta sada shiva. And shiva, the mukta jiva, first crossing the stage of shiva, it becomes sada shiva, and then from Shiva it may again, there is vulnerability, again may come here. But from Sadashiva he may not come down, but he may progress on the higher side by the help of dedication. In the beginning, the calculative dedication and then spontaneous dedication, the innermost nature of everyone. It is spontaneous dedication, and that is Goloka. And there is also specification, gradation, there, everywhere. Gaurhuri, Gaurhuri, Gaurhuri. Yeah. Hey, Nimai.
Nimai, son.
Huh?
Nimai,
Nimai, no. Gaurhuri, go. Do you know that Sarva Bhavana?
Sarva Bhavana?
Don't know.
I have heard of him in Calcutta.
Calcutta. Sarva Bhavana. He told he'd go to Vrindavan this week. Whether he has come back from there, I don't know. Sarva Bhavana. Charu Swami, you are known? No.
No, I have heard of him.
Hare Krishna. Hare Gaudam.
Jai Gaurendra Prabhu is saying that Sarva Bhavana is still in Vrindavan.
I was told he was staying there for 2 weeks more.
At the same time, we shall think that I cannot attain the fullest degree. I shall try, I am out to try for that which is impossible, to know the infinite. I have come to try. And satisfied with very little things, not much ambition, but at the same time, some disinterestedness also is in me, and some sort of common sense. My Guru Maharaj and also my godbrothers had some certificate for me, not an aggressor. I was forcibly, almost by affection's force, taken into the connection of ISKCON, and now I was forcibly, almost by affection's force, taken into the connection of ISKCON. Or to capture them. I am sitting straight here, and anyone coming to me, according to my own conscience, I am extending my helping hand to them. Kirtanananda Swami. But those who are coming are using you, They are using you for their own political ends. Srila Sita Maharaj, I am not supposed to see things through your eyes. I have got my own eyes. I am 55 years in connection. Is that I am old and tired. I can't talk anymore now. If you find any necessity to meet me, you will have to come sometime after, especially perhaps in the morning time. I am a little in good health at that time. Now I am almost finished. I can't talk longer. If you come again, I shall try to put my things more slowly and judiciously and in an appealing way. Jai Prataka Swami. The point was, Srila Srila Maharaj, now I can't move. My energy finished almost. I can't speak anymore. Jai Prataka Swami says to others, you can tell Maharaj that we just wanted to. Srila Maharaj, Jai Prataka Maharaj. Jai Prataka Swami, we just wanted to stress that it is not a question of anything personal, and neither is anything personal. It is a question of only what policy to adopt in terms of allowing. Srila Sridhar Maharaj, why do you talk now? I can't listen to that. Because if you speak, then I shall have to reply, but I am unable to reply, so you will think that Maharaj could not reply. I don't like that. So if you want to talk more, I am ready, but you must come at some suitable time. I am not lacking in reasoning or in representing Shastric quotation. Anyway, I am finished now. I can't talk more. Gaur Hari Bol.
Not much objection.
No trace of Mayavada. Oh, Krishna Katha.
You can keep one copy.
Yes, Maharaj.
In your office.
Definitely. Your speech is also sweet when excited. Still sweet. Not different. Govinda Maharaj taught Sri Siddhanta Nidhim. All Siddhanta is here. Perfect Siddhanta. Nobody can argue. Just 9 o'clock now.
If necessary, they will take class. Jayati Tamara, you are only one of you. Today I won't
get him out. Rest.
Go on with the original idea to make a very gorgeous presentation, a very international flavor for book. Should the original, that idea go on, or should a volume be printed more modestly, even with what has been done now?
What does he say?
He wants to know what is your good opinion.
But should it be published in a gorgeous way, or should it be published in a simple way for the time
anyway,
being?
Anyway, it may go to the hands of the...
So long as it's published.
Anyway.
Just so long as it's done.
In both ways it may happen.
But now it's become obsessive.
Anyway,
no way.
It will come out.
Come
out. And then may develop gradually. Anyway, it should come out in the market.
Yes.
And the next is that Premadama Stotra.
Yes, very good.
Premadama.
It is very natural,
yes.
The life and the teachings of Mahaprabhu.
Very good.
Babaji Maharaj has gone away.
Yes.
Krishna. He appreciated my shloka very much.
Yes.
And almost in his Delhi, production or capitulation, so many shloka from my Nikota. And his Delhi bhajan. You have seen him?
Yes. Many times.
He visited that Vedanath Chandrodaya Mat.
Yes.
Several times. Along with me.
Yes.
Myself, Babaji Maharaj, and Paramahansa Maharaj, Govinda Maharaj, all were along with Swami Maharaj, we are taking prasadam there. And there is a photo of that. Ishami Bhankam Patham Aham Agyana Yungtama Nhasayan Matmuhavastu Gyana Deepi Nubhasata. The Mayavadis, they give quotation here. They, after so much continued pure devotion, then ultimately they are rewarded with Gyana. Gyana Deepi Nubhasata. But I have adjusted in some other way, that this Gyan is not that Gyan you mean. Vishwanath Chakravarti only, he has given a suggestion, the Gyan of Vaishishtha, not ordinary Gyan. This Gyan has some Vaishishtha, speciality. And what is that speciality? That moho, shoka moho, bhayapa. The shoka moho, jnana sunna bhakti. That Jasoda, Sachi Mata, they are also prey to that sort of so-called shoko and moho. And sometimes he comes in their heart, presents himself in such a such a clear way that quench their shok and moh, the separation. And that union, sometimes when they are suffering from the separation of Krishna too much, then he comes suddenly and presents himself in their heart in a very glorious way. And then they are satisfied. This is the meaning there. Jnana-dipena bhasata. Sati Mata has cooked many types of curries, and she is shedding tears. These curries are very favorite to my Nimai. Where are you, my Nimai? Who will taste of these things? I have offered them to Gopal. Now who will take the prasad of Nimai? Where you are? Atavadi asrujade bharilanayam. The eyes were full of tears. Aste vaste ami jari korinu bhakkan. I ran immediately and took all these things just on the front of my mother. And she forgot everything past and could feel that I am his Nimai, I am taking the food. Then again I disappeared. Then again, what is this? Nimai took this food. I saw it with my own eye. But he is not here. Oh, he has taken sannyas. He is now in Jagannath Puri. Then what did I saw? I see. Then have anything, but the pot is empty. Who has fed this? All these things, discussions. Hare Krishna, Smriti. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaura Hare Krishna. Jnana Sunna Bhakti. Due to Jnana Sunna Bhakti, that ignorant devotion, type of devotion, the shoka and the moha, that sometimes this shoka means lamentation, and moha, a sort of depression, comes to the devotee. And I go and show myself clearly to them to satisfy, to quench their thirst. And then they feel the relief for the time being. Atma bhavastu, according to a son as son, to son as consort, to son as friend, atma bhavastu, respective, corresponding relationship. I meet them and they are satisfied for the time being. When the separation is too much acute, then I do in this way. I have come out in this way from the clutches of the Mayavadis. That Gyan is above all. Machitta madgata prana bhudhayanta parasparam kathayanta stumang nittam tushanti jaramanti jam. Tesang satata yuktanang bhajatang priti bhutvakam. Dadami buddhi yugantam jinumam bhujam. Isame manukampat mahamagyana yungtama nasayan matma bhavastu gyanu dipi nubhasata. Param brahma param dhamo kavittam paramang bhavan tang sasatam dibbam adi divam ayampano. Ahustam sarasarvi devarsi naradastatha ositu devalabhyasa Sayanchai Bhavishime Arjun Bhadi. Hare Krishna Gaudhari 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 Nidai Gaudhari Gaudhari Nidai Gaudhari Gaudhari. Nidai Gaudhari Gaudhari Nidai Nidai Nidai.
You also told Yenamamu Puyanti Te Upapati.
Upapati Rahavyana. Upapati means, and the suggestion I give to you.
Microphone?
Who is there? As a result of our previous karma, we are bound to undergo some natural tendency. The previous samskar, that may be compared as poti. Poti means rightful owner of me. My previous karma as a resultant has got some irresistible command and power over me. That is poti. And the present free will, anyhow, I must take out from it and offer to the Lord. That is upapati. Pati is the demand of the nature for my previous karma, the demand of my mind and the body. That has got some power on me, and they won't let me be free to go to Krishna so easily. They will try to take back. But we have to deceive that force, that internal force, and stealthily we have to take away our freedom to the sweet feet of the Divine Master. And he is also a very clever thief. He will also take it and digest it. And he is very fond of that. Krishna is very fond of that stolen thing. That is very favorite to him. Braji prasiddham navanita chauram gopanganaanam cha dukula chauram imam munina manasa chauram chauragra gannam I namami. The kivale arch thief. Arch villain, Mane Sardar, the leader, the expert. He is so, his nature, all the thieving, exploiting. Na ki bale otake, lootpat ke ki bale? Lootpat, not exploit, but similar thing.
Plundering.
Thieving, plundering. Plundering. His own thing. He wants to enjoy in any way he likes. Freely. To the extreme freedom. And say, some say that is the most compassionate side, the graceful side of his. We can't give him, but he stealthily comes and takes his own thing from reluctant giver. So kind, stealthily comes to our heart and stick the best thing there. So kind. our defects, ignoring our defects of thought, deed, words, that we belong to Him. Of course, sometimes in our good condition we want to offer the everything in me belongs to you, sir, please take. But there also maybe some sort of insincerity. Independent of that, He comes and is stealing everything from my heart. Such a great master He is. The great lover. The principle of love is of such way. Love means that. Mercy means that. He can take the most and He can give the most. He is so inner plane. He is existing in such an inner plane, the nature of which is such. He can take most and He can give most beyond our expectation. In both the cases, He is such. Bol, Hari Bol, Bol, Hari Bol. Kampati kathayeshi imisi sampati ko vapriti mayatu Gopati tanaya kunji gopodhuti vitang brahma. Just before this, Raghupati Upadhyaya says to Mahaprabhu, Sutima pare smriti mitare bharata manye bhajantu bhava bhita ahamiha nandang bandhe yashyalindhe parang brahma. Let the other scholars go to Sruti, some to Smriti, some to Mahabharata. But I don't care for all these things. My best conclusion that I want to make friendship with Nanda Maharaj. Nanda Maharaj, he is my real ideal of life. The Parabrahma, he is crawling on his step. On his compound. What is this? The Parabrahma, he is crawling in his compound. So, some sort of enchanting capacity he has got. I don't mind for Sruti, Smriti, all these things. I want this house dance. I want to make friendship, to make a closer association with Nanda Maharaj. Nanda kima karod brahman seva mahudayan jasudava mahabhaga papu yushyastanam. Sukhdeva is also feeling wonder. What wonder? The Nanda and Jasuda. What a wonderful realization they have got. That who is Parabrahma, he has come so close and sucking the breast of Yashoda. Oh, that's adbhut. That is ever non-invented some way, policy of realization, ever unknown to the thinkers of the revealed truth. No revelation of such order ever come to this plane. Even of the scriptural section. It is very, very wonderful, astounding.
Get it.
ideas, Muriyakal Davar. I go. Sampati kathaya tumi veko vapritima, sampati ko vapritima. Whomever I shall go to say, and who will come to believe my words, so trust me. Gopati tanaya kunji, gopati uti vitam brahma. What we are told to be brahma, the highest supreme cause of this world, he has come to entice and to enjoy the girls of Vrindavan. Are you to believe in these tales? What is this? Kampati kathayetu mishri. Whom should I say? And who will come to believe? With faith in such an ordinary, awkward thing? That Brahma has come, the Supreme Most, the Absolute has come for play here. Seek in search of affection of the gopis, the girls of the milkmaid persons, milkmen, who will come to believe it? Then there is sampati, one word, the noun. Who will come now to believe? I gave some interpretation long ago from Madras Math. That what is the meaning here now? Who will come to believe, to put faith in such apparently lower idea? Now. But afterwards, men will come to put faith in it. When? After Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will come. And he will come, and he will be he will place it to the public in such a way, in a clear and generous, and the crossing the law of morality in transcendental way, he will be able to show the transcendental characteristic of this thing, then people will come to put faith in this. That was the note in my article, Madhavendra Puri. In Harmonist I gave one article from Madras about Madhavendra Puri. There it is mentioned in this way. that now no one will come to put faith in him. But afterwards they may come. And afterwards means after the advent of Sri Chaitanya, the combined avatara of Radha Govinda. And he will push in such a way this thing that is above all moral questions. What is the real conception of the by power itself, very dexterously. Then the general faith in the public we may see, we can trace. It is so difficult that Vyas, Narad, who are the propounder of the school, they have come to see how Sukadev can push the thing in the assembly of the scholars, this parokya, this parokya, the God is exploiter, and he likes it very much, exploitation of his own things. How Shuk puts in the assembly of the scholars. Daipayanu Bhagavan Naradascha. Daipayan and his guru Narad, they also came to see how Shuk can put successfully this principle that Krishna aspect of the Absolute. Why so superior? Sukamukhadamritattavasamyutam. By his remarks, what he heard and that he put with his own remark to be acceptable to the scholars, theistic scholars. Ram Ram. Gaur Hari Bol. Now I feel hot.
Some fever. Some fever.
So I want to and loose. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. The principle of parukya, did you understand? The demand of the husband towards the wife, represented by our previous karma, the position, the resultant of our previous karma, has already in possession of samskar, mental impulse, in possession of us, our freedom.